Call this county commission meeting to order on Monday, January the 30th. I guess I'll ask Rick Finley to do the prayer.
Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning. And we just thank you so much for the blessings you give us. Thank you for this great country we live in. Thank you for this area of the country we live in. And we just pray, Lord, that today you would give us guidance and decisions that we make, especially here in county government, but and throughout all the governments, dear Lord. We just pray that you would just give each and every one guidance and follow you. Pray that you just would help us to continue to look to you for the guidance that we need. And we just pray, the Lord, that as we share with others, that we might be able to portray the salvation that you've so freely given to us. These things we ask in your Son's name. Amen.
Amen.
Jim, would you?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I guess we're ready for previous meeting minutes.
Sure. Motion to approve January 23rd's meeting minutes with corrections and changes.
Second. Motion's been made to approve the minutes. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Accounts payable.
Accounts payable will be a little bit more longer here, and I'll do my best here to say it right. Motion to approve checks 327569 through 327650, warrants 557172 and 73, three transfers from 911 to GCR, from transfer station to Road and Bridge, and another one from transfer station to Road and Bridge, with one correction, paying only half of the amount on check number 327589. So we'll have to issue a new check on that one.
I'll second that motion.
Okay.
All in favor say aye.
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 Take care of that.
That takes care of the preliminary part of the meeting. We have a staff departmental update from Road and Bridge.
We also could do agenda requests if you wanted to.
It's second, but you want to do the agenda request first? Yeah, just do it real quick. There's not going to be much because we're going to be gone.
Yeah, I wrote it down right here. I told Helen already to look for it. Yep.
Go ahead, Nikki, and we'll do the agenda request now and then have our meeting with. Matter of fact, we'll probably do the approval of payroll, too, and then have our meeting with Road and Bridge.
Sure. That'd be great.
I have a request for an executive session personnel. You guys look at this, please.
Okay.
On the 16th, which is a Thursday, Commissioner Houseman will be back in the office.
Okay. I don't see a problem with that at all.
That's fine.
Okay.
That'd be fine. That'd be great.
Okay.
You should do it like first thing that Thursday?
I think there's a couple of bid openings on Thursday,
right.
So it'll be in the morning.
Okay, perfect.
We have a request to discuss claims procedure, a follow-up, which was a direction by the commission for Chen Connell to come back.
And give us a better... Okay. Do that on the 16th also on that Thursday?
30 minutes.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's a follow-up that we asked...
That you for. Requested, yes.
Okay. All right.
I don't see that after the discussion we had taken 30 minutes, but I don't know. Maybe he's got way more than what, because we've already had one discussion on that issue.
Yeah, it's a process follow-up, but
I may be able to put something else in.
You may want to piggyback something with that. Yeah.
Just in case.
Yeah.
I have had a gentleman from the county call several times and ask about code book amendments. He's concerning specifically for him is duplex changes.
Okay, so we have...
He wants to know when it's going to go to a public meeting. I haven't received that answer or direction from you guys.
We won't have it. Bob actually is working on that right now. He's okay. Working on the... As a matter of fact, I think it was the first five pages that he presented to us, and we asked him to go back and make revisions, and that was involving that too, wasn't it, Jim?
Yeah, of the five things that he presented, one of them we said start over again, if you remember that. Why don't you ask Bob where his... He came to the commission in our last public meeting, presented some things, and we gave him feedback, and he was going to go back and redo some things. See where he is, come back to the commission. Because we said was, we need to be on the same page before we had that public meeting.
Right.
Okay.
So Bob would be able to give you direction of when he's coming back to us, which may be another meeting, possibly.
No. But that's not necessarily going to be when the public...
No, this is just for us to be on the same of what we're going to have the public.
Right.
Yeah, so
right.
We're
no, okay. I just want to make sure.
No sense in
that
having
correct.
A public meeting if we're not on the same page with the what's written.
Right.
That's understandable.
Okay.
Right. Another executive session request.
Yes, Ron has requested.
Just go ahead and put it on there if it's.
It'll be under personnel
contracts.
Sure.
We're gonna. Is that when we're gonna have our legal counsel back?
This is on a Thursday.
Should we just have? Are we having an update? We won't have an update this week because we're all training this week. Mm-hmm. I just wonder if we should just have see if Frank.
Mr. Houseman wants to be present during this because he was the one who came to me with the request.
Will he be here next Monday?
No.
No.
Well, okay.
He won't be here until the 13th.
Well, it just have to be Thursday then.
That's fine.
Thursday the 16th.
Do you want?
Yeah, we have to have counsel. We'll have to have counsel here.
See if you can get counsel here too during that time.
Okay.
If they can't, we'll still have the meeting without them. But I just think we should just go ahead and get a complete update.
If they're not going to be here next Monday, move it to Thursday. Is that what I'm? Is that what I'm hearing?
It's in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
This is in 2 weeks.
Oh, this is in 2 weeks. Okay, we need to talk about council next week, too. Then we're going to have you and I are going to have to sit down with the council without Ron?
I guess so, but I'm
This is even a week after that. Let me see if I got a calendar.
Ron specifically requested to wait until he got back.
Well, I mean, he's the one requesting it. I'm not going to put it on there without him.
Right, and he won't be back in the office until...
Yeah.
That's fine. We got to think the other question, which is, are we going to have a legal update next week?
Okay.
And that would be a phone call maybe to them to see how much they've got off the top 10 list or something that they need to discuss.
I saw an email requesting a specific top 10 item be added.
Mr. Cotty called and asked
right.
on Friday
right. I
for
saw
another
that.
Item to be placed on there.
Mm-hmm.
Let us talk to you individually and see what our thoughts are.
I'll tell you what,
when you guys are finished.
I'll tell you how we can do that, Jim. Let's have a conference call with them.
Next Monday?
Next Monday.
We'll just do a conference call next Monday with them. We'll do it in executive. We'll do it upstairs where the speakerphones are.
Yeah. That's the way we'll do that. And if they've got anything that's real pressing or any...
And we can probably do that with... 10 o'clock or something?
Mm-hmm. Let's save them the drive time.
Mickey, would you take this for Mr. Houseman? Put that in his box.
Yeah.
We're done with this. We've signed this one.
What about...
Where's this one?
That was a public comment from the gentleman who signed up. So you got this from?
Is that all you need on that?
Yes.
Then let's have approval of payroll, Jim.
Well, let's do that then. Motion to approve account, payroll.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
We'll go into a staff departmental update from Mr. Randy Hayes at Road and Bridge.
That's wonderful.
I see that Randy has brought forward a dirt agreement here. You can look that over and make a motion.
Do you know the recipients? Oh.
And I don't see any reason why we
make
the motion, but I'll second it or whatever.
Motion to enter into a field dirt agreement between Tannehill County Commission, Road and Bridge Department, and the College of the Ozarks.
And I'll second that motion.
Can I have a discussion just for anybody listening? This is when we have excess material from projects that we will go ahead and find closer drop-off points so we don't have to haul excess material anywhere over in the county. It saves us money, it benefits the people, but we enter into agreements anytime there's three loads or more potentially they want to receive. So it's not like we're giving them sifted, clean, black topsoil, but this is just one of those things where we are.
We have dirt agreements all over the county.
Right.
Wherever they're closest to a job site, it saves us the fuel and transportation cost.
Right. So you've seconded that, didn't you?
Yeah. Okay. All in favor say aye.
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 Hey, Nick, would you stamp my signature on that one?
Go ahead, Randy.
First item I got on here, I had a question come up, and I know with last year's flooding issues and different things, we had guys that maxed out on their comp time, and we give them an extended period to try to use this. We currently still have a few employees that are still maxed out, and the only question they got is, do they still have an extended period if they acquire an hour or two or whatever, if the need arises, do they need to use that within that pay period, or do they have an extended period? Is that still current? I mean, I think we give them to the end of the year, try to use up as much of that as they could.
Anything that was over should have been used up. That was the
so I would say, Randy, to answer your question, is they'll have to use it within that pay period.
Okay. Right now
we've
got several people that are just they're sitting there with they've used down to that point. I mean, but if that arises, they were just curious. So
I think we're going to have to use.
I think that was the previous policy before you guys extend that because with the work that was going on, there was no way they could.
Right.
We could have the people use that up within that pay period because we were dealing with so many flooding issues, and so we extended that.
Right.
Or you guys extended it, so give them time. Okay, that answers that question. We have a proposed, this is what we plan to try to chip seal this year within the road system, and several of these roads are within subdivisions. There's 3-4 subdivisions that are surfaces are getting so bad that we're going to need to do something to it. And the cost between chip seal and hot mix overlay, we're going to try to chip seal these to extend the life of them until the budget looks more feasible to overlay maybe at a later sometime down the road.
So you've broken down by subdivision, looks like. Is that right?
Actually, we've got them. How we've got them broken out
is
by snow routes. It makes it easier for the guys because that gives kind of an area they can go in there. And if I put them on a list that's basically listed alphabetical by road name, it's just easier for them to follow a list like this. They can go into an area and they know they got all these roads right in that area. So they're doing right now, we're working on doing some preliminary work on them, crack sealing, cleaning ditches and culverts right now and working off this list, so we're ready to go when chip seal time comes, patching season. But anyway, I left a little bit of a leeway here so we can add a road or something that comes up and still stay within our budget. I think we'll be capable of doing closer to about 45 mile rather than what I have listed here, so we can add a few if need be, if the need arises. So.
That one area that Ron and I took a trip with you on, is that in here? What section?
Yes.
What snow route is that?
That should be, I'll find that one here in just a second.
I was.
That's in Route 2E. It should be bottom of the first page and going on to the second page. And all of these are basically what the school bus is currently running on. Is
so 2E, which is we're doing about 6 miles. So.
Yeah.
Okay, I see.
Right
some
at about
I see
6 miles
in
that area.
Okay.
So
if we just maintain 6 miles a year, how will that help us? If we could just
basically that'll we should be able to get kind of caught up in that area within the next couple of years. I mean it's. We're going to kind of
phase it. It's a lot of work.
A lot of work, but we're going to try to phase that in.
Okay.
I went, Jim, just on, I went over and looked that over again last Thursday.
Okay.
And actually met with some of the people that lived up there. I think we kind of didn't, I didn't realize that those roads are some of them that we took in 2005. And that's when we done them in 2005. So usually our chip seal program lasts for about 5 years, and this will be going on 7
right.
on those. So,
okay.
Right now within our whole system, we're still, we've got approximately 15 mile left that we're going to try to catch up next year that's going to be closer on a 7 year. Or some of them surface is going to be as much as 7 years old on some of those roads, but we couldn't get them in this year. I mean, they'll hold till next year, but we're going to have to, they're going to be kind of first on the list for next year, and they're scattered throughout the county. So,
was some of these the ones we were going to rip up and lay over in to resurface and then put the chip and seal on top?
No, they're not on this list.
Not on this list. Not, but there is some in that area I looked at over there.
There is some in that area that basically we're going to scarf our these and we're just going to turn them back to base roads and let them lay there a year and make sure we got the drainage correct and everything. And then
that's what I was
we'll think about adding them in, phasing them in a little bit later. But
okay.
I'll take that back. There's one of them on this list that we may have to do that to. And that may be 3rd Street. It's kind of at that borderline point that might be the easiest way to fix that one.
It's so, it's had a lot of construction,
traffic. A lot of patching and stuff.
A lot of construction stuff that went with the water lines or something down through there that was on there, so yeah. That well, damage.
But the date you got to the right of that, is that when it was since the road was put in or last time it had a major
last
work?
Time
it
was,
That would be the last time it's had major or surface
so
redone.
So that really is 8 years. Is that right?
No, and some of them are,
it's
going to take a couple more years to have. Some of this was kind of done by memory of what the supervisor remembered when the last time they'd done this, because our records wasn't that
complete. Back
complete,
then.
And so give or take a little bit, but. Yeah, the date is as best as our knowledge. Now, as we get up closer to, we got pretty good records, 07, 08, 09, and on up, we start keeping better track of what they were doing, and so they'll get better every year. So.
Okay.
I'll bring this up because it has to be, and Randy sits on the planning and zoning board now, and the fact that we have some of these roads that are behind subdivisions that take an extensive amount for additions. We haven't had that problem in the last couple of years, but
right.
Some of these roads are broke up from the traffic of a subdivision behind a subdivision
right.
or addition to a subdivision. So we'll want you to watch that real close, Randy, so that that doesn't take place if there's an alternate route to get into those places, and then should be a consideration for any large construction areas that they don't go over these roads and bust them up.
Right.
Is Section 7E over by off of 248? Is that where that is?
No, actually, 7E is going to be Taneyville area.
Okay.
The ones off 248, you're going to be Moros 2 West, the second page.
Okay.
In that area, the W denotes west side. The
okay,
county.
I see what you're saying.
E is east side, so.
The
2 West and 3 West.
And I'm sure your office has verified that these roads are actually in the county maintenance program? This is,
yes.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, these are all off of our current county maintained list, so. And all of these, we've had myself and supervisors and stuff look at these roads, and they're the ones bringing up some of these and looking them over and which ones are definitely need to be something done. So.
Looks good.
And
good.
These are subject sometimes to change because of some, like I said, work that's being done in the
right.
approximate area. All right.
All right.
The trench drain that we took bids on for the Mount Branson facility, Skurlock has it built. They're sitting there waiting on us. We scheduled it to work on that this week. They're going to deliver it Thursday morning. We'll probably be doing the trenching and probably install it Friday, but we're going to close that front entrance and have all our discharge the back entrance till we get that set in place. So they're going to be working on that later this week.
Okay.
The parking lot at Bradleyville School is basically done. They're just doing a little couple of touch-ups on it as far as finishing the base work on it. So it's pretty much ready for a surface whenever temperature and weather and the companies get back up and running. We'll try to schedule that.
Okay.
Right now our crews are starting on this list basically doing we're doing numerous ditch cleaning throughout the county, different areas. We're finishing up some other drainage projects. One on Caney Creek they're finishing up there. We're also doing a couple in Mincy area. A lot of these are just notorious places that water's running across the surface that we're trying to upgrade and hammer out ditches and different things. So we're also doing some tree work and brush work on all these roads. They're going to primarily work off of this list to try to get these all done before we get into our patching and seal season. We're also catching up on, as weather permits, on our grading on some of our gravel roads and trying to get them dressed up. So,
Randy, I guess you received an email also about the from John Heiser and Mark Case about the notification in 7 to 10 days on that project.
Yes, and I also called John Heiser this morning to verify, make sure my email got back to him on the
hole.
I didn't actually talk to him about the hole, but I did get an email from Mark Case about that, and we coned it just to take the kind of hazard out of it, but it really needs about a load of material put in there and filled in. That would take that out, and with their agreement on the park, they pretty much what I've got his intention was up to us to fix that. Now.
Well, I think the way it's looked, I don't know whether Jim's seen it, the pictures or not, but I think you need to go ahead and take at least a load of material down there and put in there to avoid an accident there in that location.
Right.
Is that location again?
It's down in the K highway area down at the end. There's a low water structure that at some point in time the water had washed out a big hole over top of these concrete culverts and washed out the backside of a concrete head wall on these culverts.
It'll be on the same work, Jim.
Is it one load, you think, or two loads to take care of the hole?
I'd say one good load would probably fix this problem.
The hole's in our easement area, right? Mm-hmm.
They said.
Our court cases in the past. Take care of our easement. So let's take care of it. Did you guys repair the curb up at Clevenger Cove area?
Yes, all that's completed, done, and they were putting some mix in back in on between the road surface and the curb, so they were finishing that up last week, so that should be complete. Sign work's been repaired, and ditches cleaned up there, so we should be in good shape.
And then the salt barns are all filled, ready for weather?
Barns are filled, ready for weather. Just hope we never have to use it.
Well, that'd be great. But we're ready.
We're ready.
Okay. We got new chainsaws, right?
Nope. Actually, we're going to open bids on them the end of this week, and then we'll decide what they want to buy.
All right. We'll
give you a heads up. I would like to put bids up for aggregate earlier than May, if possible, because I think it would benefit us also with the road oil and asphalt. And I'm going to get with Ron this week and talk with him, and we'll set up a meeting later with you gentlemen. And I would like to work on some of the specs on that.
We had some challenges last year.
We had challenges, I'd like to work on that to try to correct that problem.
Me too. So Mr. Erickson, I just remember lots of discussion about the different types of aggregate that we were getting from different piles. We need to make sure that's first and foremost is the right product, and then secondly is the location. So
that I would like to work on. Right now our bids run from May to May, for a year, and that's just too late in the year. I mean, we can get started with some of our work.
So what we'll have to do is just be sensitive to the how we exit. If you want to open it earlier, we may have to, cancel the one prior. We need to find out how we would cancel it. If you want to start, April to April? Or what are you thinking?
April would be
better.
That would work better for us.
Remind that to Mr. Erickson.
Okay.
To make sure that we know that we're not, we had a bid that we were getting ready to award that was overlapping, the newspaper bid.
Right.
We got to make sure we can cancel the previous bid.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Otherwise, we may have the second, what we may do is the second bid just is only a 10-month bid or something like that. And we.
Okay.
Just look and talk to Mr. Ron about that.
All right. I think
he'll know. If you said that we don't want another overlapping bids, you'll know what that means.
The other thing I'm working on with Harlan is we've got a piece of equipment at the Hilda facility. It's what we use to clean up our equipment and stuff with. We've had notorious problems with this. We've had different people work on this and a company come down and actually work on this. We still don't have it working properly. And it's what we use in our wash bay to clean up all of our equipment, especially if we're getting snow and ice removal. That's what we use to clean all this stuff up and take care of it. Their next option is taking it to a company there in Arkansas, which could be, I think, 3 hours away, is a company that we've only found to work on it, and we possibly might send it down there. If not, it's going to be looking into possibly purchasing a new one. When we originally bought this, it was bought with a three-phase type motor on it, and we didn't have three-phase out there, and they've since converted it, and we've had problems ever since. But it's been an ongoing thing.
Mm-hmm.
By the time we think we've got it fixed, it goes down again. But we think we've got one more thing they can help us with on it, and that will correct it. Hopefully that will work. If not, we're going to have to be looking in something different.
Were you here when we discussed the three-phase to the barn?
Yes.
With the power company?
Yep, yep, yep.
I thought that was probably a goal. Hmm? So they've never got it out there?
No. The closest three-phase to this is M Highway, and I wasn't involved in that discussion. I don't know what the cost or or what that entailed to get three-phase to Hilda, but actually, unless we put something fairly big out there, I don't
we
see really the need right now for three-phase. This thing shouldn't have been bought three-phase from the get-go. That was one of the problems. Then we had to convert it because the company wouldn't take it back. And that's been an ongoing issue, so.
There's still a little confusion. I want to get straightened up. I want it to be on the record. Is a gentleman that was where we were going to get the fill at Bay Highway, up on top after you go around towards the boat dock?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I made a statement to him. He was going to fix that road that goes down to the boat dock. That's his personal road. Doesn't have anything to do with the county.
Mm-hmm.
I told him at the time, because this has been long drawn out with the Corps of Engineers getting this done. At the time, we thought we were going to get it done in about a month or 6 weeks. He's going to put a new road in there. And I said, I told him not to do that because we take the material out, we've got a that big loader and either maybe Ukes or whatever's in that location. It just tear up whatever he put in. And that we would, when we were done, we'd make sure that the road out of there was fine.
Right.
Had a discussion this morning with a gentleman, and he thought that I said we were going to fix his road or there was some misunderstanding. It's not a county road. I've never put anything on anything that wasn't a county road. So I probably ask you to go down and visit with the gentleman at the boat dock and tell him what the situation is. You've measured the fill, and right. From the fill area there on out, there was no need in him spending thousands and thousands of dollars on a surface of a road or whatever he was going to do with it if we're going to be in there and tear it up. But we will fix the road up as we... When we exit the premises, the road where we tear it up will be fixed.
Okay.
But you need to explain to him that we're not fixing his road. And I just want to make that clear.
I'll go down and visit with him and talk to him. So that's about all I have, unless you gentlemen have anything.
When's our next meeting with you, Randy? When do you every 2 weeks or so?
Yeah, probably 2 weeks for the next one because we're going to be gone after this week.
Right.
Next week we're only here 2 days, most of us. So.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So we won't schedule one until after that.
Okay. Just schedule it with Nikki and.
Okay.
We'll do it.
You see anything else, Jim, we need to talk about?
Just for people to understand that we've got CCAM, our annual County Commissioners Association required training that our legislators requires us to do. So we're going Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And we're also been invited to testify on a 911 legislation 8 o'clock on Wednesday morning. So,
right.
So we'll be traveling. Some of us may be traveling on Tuesday.
This is mandatory.
The training is mandatory.
We did.
It is mandatory.
So
anyway, no, sir, I have nothing else.
Okay.
So I'm going to motion to adjourn.
And I'll second the motion.
Okay.
Meeting adjourned.